This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, May 2nd. While the cattle market trades both sides of unchanged Tuesday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklavic.
A little bit of volatility, some wider ranges, which we've become used to. Kind of a two-sided, indecisive type trade here. I believe we did fill a chart gap on the June futures, which some people would say is a little bit friendly. Now, the cash market remains very, very strong, while futures remain very, very weak. Most recently, we had cash cattle trade as high as 126 last week, and we've got June futures down in the 106 neighborhood, so a $20 positive basis. Now that the April futures have expired, the popular opinion is that the cash market will come down, but we've seen this play out the other way in past instances where cash will remain firm and futures will come up to cash, so it's going to be interesting to see how this basis situation plays out.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 17 at 515 and a half. May corn was up 3 at 392 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day up 10, ranging from 590 to 604 and a quarter. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 15.5, ranging from 679 to 692. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 11.5, ranging from 766 and a quarter to 796 and a quarter. Live cattle for June were down 27.5 cents at 105.72 and a half. May feeder cattle were down 227 and a half at 137.62 and a half. And May Class 3 milk was up 7 cents at 15.25. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.